1. Casa de los Amantes, Santa Barbara, California, November 17, 1916, B.
Now that was a strange and lovely dinner, my darling, and fine people,
Kira Whalen said dreamily from behind the wheel of the auto.
Though it's good to be home, too. Glad you enjoyed yourself, querida,
Black Chamber operative Luz O'Malley Rostegui said over her shoulder as she swung the wrought iron gates closed behind them and shot the bolt with a clank.
And speaking of joy, it's finally here,
she thought, as she fished a small package out of the mailbox, built into the thickness of the wall beside the gate, and slipped it into the pocket of her skirt.
I had fun, too,
she added sincerely. Warm sake was insidious, but neither of them was more than slightly elevated, and very pleasantly satisfied, but not full. Their hosts had laid on the full seven-course splendor of a kaiseki ryori, but Japanese cooking at that level hewed to an austere and elegant restraint. The Taguchis couldn't have afforded a feast like that back in Hiroshima Prefecture. Mrs. Taguchi had learned the art working as an assistant cook at a ryokan inn, and her husband had been the fourth son on a little peasant farm. But they'd done very well for themselves here with their nursery, gardening, landscaping business after years of toil and grit and thrift.
And the hair glued across the lock wasn't broken?
Kira asked.
Intact, Luce said.
She'd set three, at the gate, at the front door, and on the light switch just inside it. And she'd been conscious of the FM automatic in her jacket and the 6-inch Navaja, her folding knife, in its special pocket in her skirt as she checked the marker just now. The likelihood of some surviving Mexican revolucionario or an inquisitive Abteilung 3B agent finding out where a Black Chamber operative lived was quite low. But low wasn't zero, and she didn't intend to die of stupid.
If they're all still in place, it's pretty certain no one came through the gate or the front door, she continued. Two intact would be suspicious. One would be very suspicious. And three gone definitely means enemy action.
Kira nodded. She was picking up tradecraft on the job the way most in the chamber did, though she'd torn through the manuals with ferocious concentration. There were regular training courses now, but still not enough time to put everyone through them first. She'd already noted how all the exterior doors and windows in Luce's home could be fastened from the inside with unpickable bolts.
But you've got to be careful with the spirit gum, or it's obvious, Luce went on. Just a touch on your pinky from the tinfoil tube when you apply it. Or better still, draw the hair through it. The main problem is that even a hair-fine hair is visible on a pale surface, and mine's black, so it shows up worse even in low light. Sometimes I carry a spool of light-colored thread, or I could just pull out one of yours now, I suppose, sweetie. Warn me first, so I don't give us away by shrieking,
Kira chuckled. Then she frowned. It was the expression Luce had come to know, and she was deep in something technical, and about to display the fruits of natural talent and a lifelong project of self-education, though that life had seen barely 21 years so far.
Witness her happy squeals going through Papa's old project plans. Every time she says, "Oh, Luce, this is so clever," or "Your Da did this so elegantly," that makes me feel proud of Papa and her all over again. You know, I could do a hidden counting system, adapting a factory punch clock, maybe, for all the gates and doors and windows,
Kira said,
and a master switch to set it all going when you left. Excelente, Lou said. Probably we could get the chamber to pay for it, too. And the design would look good in your record jacket, Junior Field Operative Whalen. Very progressive.